Brachos Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. Now we're discussing in what position a person has to be when he's saying Krishma. This is also based on the pasuk of Shoch Bacha Ukumecha. The opinion of Bishama is Berech Kodem Yatu V'Yikru. A person at night has to dafka lay on his side when he reads Krishma, because it says Shoch Bacha when he's laying down. Raboka Yamdu, when he says it in the morning, he has to dafka stand up. Like it says, Uvashof Lecho, when you lay down, Kumecha, when you stand up. They still oyna, they still disagree, and we pass them like they still. Kolodim Kerke, Da'aka, a person could read Kriyashma in any position. That's Aloha, a person, Nitzadat Din, could read Kriyashma even when he's walking. It says in the Shulchan Aruch, that the first pasuk, we have to have extra kavanah, one should not say when he's walking. But Lamaisi, you could say in any position, Shinema, Belesach of Aderach, even when you're walking, and Kaylom, and Emeshav Lecho, Kumecha, according to they still, why does the same Torah this term of when you lay down, when you get up. It's talking about the time, not the position that you're in. And the time is, like we said before, that the night time is the night Kriyashma, and the morning is the daytime Kriyashma. Omer Rabbi Taufan, Rabbi Taufan said, I was going on the way, and it went out of my way to stop my traveling and to lay down to say Kriyashma at night. I endangered myself because of the listim. Amru loike, da yisu lochu ba'atmecha. Chachamah said, you think you're being machme, you deserve to be punished for such a thing. Shavata al divrei beis hillel. In other words, if we pass like beis hillel, you should not do an act to show that you're going out of the way not to pass like beis hillel. Lamaisa, you're allowed to say kriyashma standing or sitting both at night and the day, but if you are standing in the night, you should not go out of your way to sit.